You may be aware of two big elections coming up this year, the primary in March and the general in November. But there's another one to keep an eye on, in April. That's when McLean County's rank-and-file Republican leaders will choose their new local chair, the face of the party, its loudest messenger, and its biggest fundraiser. GLT's Ryan Denham reports on the many challenges Republicans face this spring as they choose their next leader.
Yes, McLean County Democrats are energized headed into this year's elections, but Republicans know how to win. They hold a 15-5 majority on the McLean County Board. Every locally elected state lawmaker is a Republican, including the Illinois Senate Minority Leader. Every countywide elected official is a Republican. And even in a county with four colleges, President Donald Trump still won here.
Once you start taking something for granted, apathy sets in, and you feel like, well, there's no need to get involved, there's no need to do anything.
That's Connie Beard, a former vice chair of the McLean County Republican Party.
So I welcome a good challenge. I welcome that we can start asking people to wake up and get involved and recognize that if you don't stand and express and vote, then you are going to lose what you have valued.
McLean County Republicans in 2018 will try to fight off one of the most significant electoral assaults they've faced in years, from Democrats stoked by Trump's election and from Libertarians who are on local ballots for the first time. And Republicans will face those challenges while simultaneously picking a new local chair who could reshape the party's future. Chuck Erickson, an attorney and McLean County board member, announced last month that he will not be seeking another term as local GOP chair. Beard, a real estate agent, is running to succeed him. Normal town council member Scott Preston is also considering it. Every political party has factions, and for Republicans, social and fiscal issues are often the dividing line. It's been especially pronounced in the Republican gubernatorial primary, with State Representative Jeannie Ives running that now-famous TV ad alleging that Governor Bruce Rauner is not sufficiently conservative on issues like trans rights, abortion, and immigration.
Thank you for signing legislation that lets me use the girls' bathroom.
Thank you for making all Illinois families pay for my abortions.
Ives has stood by the ad, but many mainstream Illinois Republicans have condemned it. In McLean County, where Democrats and Libertarians are trying to make inroads, one question facing Republicans is about inclusivity. Just how big should their metaphorical tent really be?
Party should be reflective of the varying views that exist within the Republican Party on any sort of issues.
That's State Senator Jason Barrickman, a Bloomington Republican.
Allowing differing viewpoints within the party, I think, is healthy. I think it's a reflection of the actual views that exist among rank-and-file members.
Barrickman is a prominent moderate voice among local Republicans. He was one of the GOP's lead negotiators on school funding reform in Springfield last year. In 2013, he was the lone Republican senator to vote in favor of same-sex marriage. He said he did so only after getting an amendment added that protects religious freedom. 2 months ago, Barrickman broke with Rauner and said Republicans should be open-minded about legalizing marijuana in Illinois. Barrickman says the next McLean County Republican Party chair should focus on energizing his or her members while uniting on principles such as limited government and individual personal freedoms.
When we engage with local Republicans, making sure that we focus on the issues that unite us and not the ones that divide us. That makes us stronger.
Social issues can be especially divisive. Erickson, who's been party chair since 2014, is an ardent and unapologetic supporter of Republican causes. His self-described outspoken and unashamed advocacy occasionally put him at odds with other local Republicans. Last summer, he issued a statement to clarify his remarks on the Republican Party's Facebook page about President Trump's now infamous both sides comment on Charlottesville. That's continued in the months since. In November, on the party's Facebook page, Erickson shared a post from the Illinois Family Institute criticizing GLT for its coverage of the Institute's robocalls on the Equal Rights Amendment. The IFI objected to GLT referring to it as a hate group, a designation it earned from the Southern Poverty Law Center for its anti-LGBT positions. Meanwhile, the Republican Party's Facebook page, run by Erickson, has posted 11 times since January 1st about the NFL and players kneeling during the national anthem. Here's Erickson during an interview with me in December.
I do remind people that on a Republican Party Facebook page, I don't know how to break this to some people, but it's a Republican Party Facebook page, okay? If you come to a Republican Party Facebook page, you really should expect to see articles that Republicans are going to agree with more often than not. I don't tell the Democrats that you should post Republican articles on your page. And so it always fascinates me that some people think that, well, you can't post Republican articles on a Republican Party Facebook page. Well, what would I post? I mean,
I think that's fair, but there's Republican Party content, and then there's Illinois Family Institute content.
Well, there's
definitely a line there, right?
Yeah, I think there's some line, but I mean, I'm not going to say that all Republicans agree with the Illinois Family Institute, but I think it's fair to say that more Republicans agree with the Illinois Family Institute than disagree. I mean, you have factions in every party. You have factions in the Democrat Party. You have factions in the Republican Party. I mean, you got factions in the Democrat Party that are very far left with Bernie Sanders. You have other factions in the Democrat Party that say, you know, we need to be more in the middle, okay? You have those same factions in the Republican Party, but it's usually the factions that say we need to be further to the right, and you got factions in the Republican Party that say we need to be more in the middle. You can't change that in a party. It's always going to be there. I mean, the only goal you can try to accomplish is, hey, guys, we, you know, in Republicans, you say, hey, there's more things that we agree on than we disagree on.
John Parrott was chair of the McLean County Republican Party before Erickson. He said the next chair should embrace the Republican Party platform fully, including social issues like abortion.
That issue and some of the other social issues and so forth is what really brands the Republican Party as being different than the Democrat Party.
On the other end of that argument are Republicans like Pat Brady, a former Illinois GOP chair who butted heads with social conservatives in 2013 over his support of gay marriage.
The sole purpose of the party is to get your candidates elected. It's not a debating society.
Parrott famously called for Brady's ouster over gay marriage.
The my way or the highway when running a party doesn't work. You need to appeal to a broad group, but you also got to keep in mind, and you got to be a little forward-looking on where the electorate is going. Not that you compromise your principles, but young people on these social issues don't care. They are more concerned with fiscal issues, where they're going to get a job, how they're going to pay down their student loan debt. The social issues are far less important. I'm not minimizing those, but you got to realize that it's not 1950 anymore, and we need to be a party of 2020, you know, not 1955. And I think some of the ideologues get caught up in that, and then the effect of it is we lose elections.
That deeply conservative strain of Republican is most noticeable in rural McLean County. Trump actually lost Bloomington-Normal to Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016, but he still narrowly won the county as a whole by around 1,000 votes because of how well he performed in rural precincts, picking up 70 to 80% of the vote in some places. Yet there are signs of a shift in the county's political makeup. Trump won a smaller percentage of overall McLean County voters, about 45%, than both 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney and 2008 nominee John McCain. Here's Trump during a 2016 visit to Bloomington's Central Illinois Regional Airport during the presidential primary.
Do we love Illinois? We love Illinois.
There are other signs, too. During the 2016 primary, nearly 40% of those voting took a Democratic ballot, more than twice as many as in the 2010, 2012, and 2014 primaries. The Republican share of primary voters dropped from 87% in 2012 to just 60% in 2016. McLean County is also becoming more diverse. The county added 22,000 residents between 2000 and 2016, but the percentage of those who are white has dropped from 89% to 84%. White rural voters are more likely to vote Republican. Democrats are trying to seize on this. 11 of 13 county government races are contested in 2018, and two longtime GOP state lawmakers, Dan Brady and Keith Sommer, face their first challengers in years. Democrats also sense an opening with Rauner, one of the most vulnerable Republican governors in the country. During 2014 to 2016, Democrats had filled only 23%, less than a quarter, of all their precinct committeeman slots. Today, they have two-thirds filled, more than the Republicans. McLean County Clerk Kathy Michael says the world is different now. She says each year, each decade, sometimes each day brings a new challenge and a new headline. She says in a statement that the Republican principles, quote, should be and will be preserved, including national strength and pride, a desire for peace and freedom, and the extension of human rights throughout the world. Michael is a Republican, and she herself faces a Democratic challenger in November, Nikita Richards. Is there a true shift happening? Michael says we'll know come November. Come April, Republican precinct committeemen will pick their new chair. So far, Beard and Preston are the only two possible candidates for chair. Beard studied communications and theater in college. She appears focused on the messaging.
I would love to see us having more conversations that, although I am an ardent conservative, I hold fast to principles that are just as conservative as Chuck and John Parrott and those that have come before me. But I have a little bit different approach to sharing those principles with other people. I like to hear people's hearts. I like to hear what they think, what they're thinking. I like to connect with people on a level that can really make a lasting impact and a change. And some people may think that's not going to make a mass difference in the world, but it may not. It may only affect a handful of people that I can come in contact with, but that's okay. Because if I can come in contact with a handful of people and make a difference and win them to what I think are sound conservative principles, then they in turn can go out and contact and make and convince other people.
Preston is currently a party vice chair and has not yet decided whether to actually run for chair. He says he'd focus on building up the party's infrastructure and cultivate a farm team that would become the next generation of candidates in local races.
Republicans and people who think Republican and vote Republican, there's so much more that unites us than divides us. And that, that focus and that standpoint overcomes all else when you're talking internally about the party.
When asked by GLT how much distance the McLean County Republican Party should put between itself and the polarizing, unpopular Trump, the response from Republicans was generally the same. Let's focus instead on local and state issues. Here's Berrickman, the state senator.
You know, when you've got local Democrats standing up against local Republicans or legislative Republicans in the state house, and those local Democrats are talking about Donald Trump, obviously they're trying to distract the public from the actual issue of the day, whatever it may be. You know, Trump doesn't have a role in local government. He's got, at best, an indirect role in our state government. So I think there's some deflection going on there.
As he announced plans to step down, Erickson touted the party's accomplishments during his tenure. The GOP does hold that 15-5 majority on the county board, and the party's executive committee includes several young Republicans like Preston, a 30-year-old elected official. Erickson also said the party has grown its treasury, and indeed, the McLean County Republican Central Committee has $20,000 in cash on hand as of December 31st. 4 years ago, the party only had about $5,000. Erickson said the next chair will need to motivate Republicans to match the energy level of their Democratic challengers. He also says need to harness sophisticated get-out-the-vote tactics.
They're going to have to be up on technology. They're going to have to be up on what their opponents are doing. They're going to have to be up on a lot of things because it's going to be a very competitive environment going forward.
It's a tough job no matter who gets it. Here's Berrickman again.
Party chairmanship is, I think, one of the most difficult jobs that one can have in politics. I served as a county chair for 6 years over in Champaign County, and I usually told people that my perception of that job is similar to one of being a parent. All the complaints come to you, and you got to sort them out, and when things go the right way, you're the last person to get credit for it.
Republicans also face a newer challenge from the right, the McLean County Libertarian Party. 8 Libertarians have filed to run for county positions in 2018, and voters will be able to pull a Libertarian ballot in the March primary for the first time due to presidential candidate Gary Johnson's strong showing in 2016. Libertarians, too, will have a new local chair in 2018, with McLean County Board candidate Steve Cease hoping to succeed Bennett Morris. The socially liberal, fiscally conservative Libertarian platform is what attracted Lupe Diaz to the party. Diaz, who ran unsuccessfully for Bloomington City Council, has straddled the line between Republican and Libertarian. He's a founder of the McLean County Libertarian Party, but he's also still a Republican precinct committeeman and technically on the party's executive committee, though he said he's no longer actively involved. Diaz says one reason he stepped away from the GOP is because he was passed over for a McLean County board vacancy last year. Ryan Scritchlow eventually got that seat. Diaz also supports decriminalization of marijuana and gay marriage.
My belief is, the government shouldn't be in our bedroom wall and our wallet. I mean, basically, that's what it comes down to, like gay marriage and all that. I've supported that forever, And when it comes to abortions and stuff like that, it shouldn't be government's business to dictate any of that stuff.
For the future, Diaz says the GOP should actively recruit more people of color and focus on local issues like municipal budgets and streets.
We focus too much on like what Donald Trump is doing every day. We don't get anything accomplished, and most people don't realize the local government has a lot of effect on their daily lives and what Donald Trump is doing in the White House.
Midterm elections are notoriously bad for the sitting president's party, meaning it won't be a shock if Republicans lose big locally, statewide, or nationally. Local Democrats like Eric Rankin, who's vying to become the next chair of the McLean County Democratic Party, says it'll be important to get activists more involved by having them serve on committees or host events. I asked Rankin, will local Democrats be able to turn their 2018 electoral gains into a permanent shift?
That's the $1 million question.
I'm Ryan Denham.
Find more local election news on GLT's new Facebook group. Just search for Election 2018 in McLean County. The primary is March 20th.